Now we are getting into definitely one of my favorite segments that we have on New Music Monday, which is our artist interview that you did this week, Elizabeth.
Yes, I did. So we did it with Athena. They're a kind of grunge rock band from Chicago. And I think they're about a year old at this point, and they've hit over 1,000 followers pretty quickly, actually.
Wow.
And they have a few EPs out, so if you want to check them out, listen to them, Athena with two E's, and then we will do that artist interview in just a minute now.
Perfect. I'm so excited and looking forward to it. So, you know what? Let's just jump right into it. Here is our local artist interview with Athena right here on New Music Monday.
My name is Dominic. I am the guitar player and singer.
My name is Oscar. I play bass.
I'm Josh. I play drums.
And we are Athena.
All right. Well, how did you guys meet?
I met Oscar through a high school friend. And we started writing a whole bunch of songs right off the bat. At first, he was the drummer, so we were a duo. But later down the line, we wanted to write more stuff, more intricate stuff, and we needed another person. So we put out an ad on Instagram looking for a drummer. Josh slid up. We went to his house and rehearsed once, and it worked out.
Who or what inspired you to make music?
The first few bands that I fell in love with were Third Eye Blind, Fall Out Boy, and Semisonic. I thought that was cool. So I was like, I'm going to be a musician. But anyways, yeah, Dom, so what about you?
Ever since I was like younger, I've always kind of written poetry and just words down on paper. When I first wanted to like write music and play guitar, I was inspired heavily by Metallica at first, but then I felt like I couldn't write as intricate stuff as they did, so I kind of stopped for a minute. But then when I discovered like the Seattle sound, the grunge era, and how simple it sounded, it made me a little bit more confident. The first band was Pearl Jam that I really liked, and then Nirvana kind of inspired me to write simple chord progressions and stuff like that.
Joshua, how about you?
In terms of drumming, I can name a lot of people, but I think the first time I ever heard a drummer and was like, wow, this is just the coolest thing to me, was Al Foster on Miles Davis's On the Corner album. Very much repetitive, yet groovy, and I was like, man, I just want to play like that. Just make these unforgettable drum parts that really stick in your head.
Hello, we are Athena, and this is our song Come Undone on WZND's New Music Monday.
Yeah. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, November 12th at Coffee House.
Coming back to Bono.
True. All right, guys. Well, it was good talking to you. Thank you very much.
Yes, of course. Thank
you. No problem. Thanks for having us.
And that was our local artist interview for the week with the band Athena. Thank you so much for coming on New Music Monday. Elizabeth, I'm turning it over to you. Please tell me all about your experience with Athena. They seem awesome.
They really are great people. So I actually met Josh, the drummer, through working at Dairy Queen.
What?
Yeah, we worked there together for about a year until I went to college. So that's how I met him. And then once I heard that he was starting a band, I was like, this is insane. Well, he technically joined them, so, and I just remember, like, when he first joined, I was like, wow, I felt so starstruck. I was going to all their shows. And
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they're just great people, and their music's even better.
That is so fun. I love that. That is awesome, especially at Dairy Queen. Like,
oh, yeah.
Two worlds definitely combining yeah. on that one. That is so funny.
Yeah, first time I ever met him, I invited him to come see Phoebe Bridgers with me, so I knew what? I would love him. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And then I actually just recently went to their show on Saturday Halloween. They did a little Nirvana set.
Ooh, okay.
All Nirvana covers. And then a few other bands did cover bands as well.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, it was really fun. They always put on a good show. They're always talented. They always have a good crowd too. Like,
yeah.
The pit usually is too crazy for me, so I'll stand on the wall, but I'll watch and I'll laugh. But,
right?
Yeah.
That is so fun. I definitely want to go see them live. That would be awesome.
Just in 2 weeks at the Coffee House.
No way. I'm definitely going to be there, you guys.
And they're playing with Luce, who we had on last week, so that should be really good.
Ooh, that's going to be a solid set. I'm going to be there. So when is that? When's the day for that?
It's November 12th. I believe it starts at 7 at the Coffee House in Uptown Normal. So you guys got to go.
Perfect. I will be there because I want to see them perform live in person. And that song was amazing. Chef's kiss, as always.
Yes. And you can actually watch the music video for it, too.
Oh,
it's
no
really
way.
It's really fun. Josh sits in a little shopping cart, and then they have a mannequin, too. So it's really fun. Yeah.
I love that. That's so fun. Well, thank you so much for doing that interview. And again, shout out to Athena for being on New Music Monday.